In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we continue with volume 26, July 14th, 1929. Jesus says to Louisa, "My daughter Louisa, my love for you has been exuberant. And in order to lead you where my divine will wanted you, I, Jesus, had to have different ways of acting in the periods of your life. In the first period. Okay, so here Jesus is telling Louisa that he had to act differently with each period of her life. For example, when you make a general confession, you go through your life, and it should be like every 7 years. So from 0 to 7, this is how I treated my family. This is how I treated you, Lord. You say to the Lord from 7 to 14, this is how I lived. This is how I treated the people around me. This is how I treated you, Lord. When we get to 14 through 21, 22, this is how I lived, and I'm sorry for living like this. This is how I treated you. This is how I treated you. You go like every 7 years, they say that every cell in your body basically changes every 7 years. And this is what the Lord does. He treats us differently, leading us to him over the period of our life so that we can become aware of who he is. And this is even when he allows tragedies to occur in our life. Things that happen to us helps us, if we're of good will, to turn closer to the Lord. For some people, tragedies lead people farther away from God. And then there's more tragedies, and that might lead them farther away from God. But then there's more tragedies which wake people up to turn back to God and say, okay, what do I need to do? And if we're smart, you know, we learn from the small situations in our life. Otherwise, God says, okay, you want to continue to live like this? I'll wake you up later. This is what you're saying. He says, I've led your life to where I wanted you. Okay, leading us closer to him. And he says that I had to have different ways of acting in the periods of your life. So here is what the Lord is doing now with this book of heaven. He's now saying, this is what I want for you. And he's really opening our eyes to begin to embrace this spirituality, this doctrine of the divine will. He's opening our eyes to begin to see things differently. And everything changes politically, family-wise, spiritually, even physically. We begin to understand the sufferings in our life, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional sufferings in our lives. The Lord is waking us up. He says, I don't want to lose anyone. I want everyone to come back to our origin, and that is to be in God's image and likeness. So he says this, in the first period of Louisa's life, my love and my acting toward you, Louisa, were so tender and sweet and gentle and so jealous that I, God, wanted to do everything by myself in your soul. I wanted no one else or that anyone might even know what I was doing in you and saying to you, Louisa. So this is what we're learning, that the Lord loved Louisa so much that even at the farm, when they would go to the farm, the Torre Desperado, her sisters would see Louisa, who was a little blonde at that time, run around with this little boy who was a blonde. And the sisters would tease Louisa and would say, you know, who is this boy that you're with? Is this your boyfriend? And comes to find out that she played with Jesus as a child. This intimacy, this hiddenness, no, people saw it, but it was just between Louisa and Jesus. And that's the first period of our life where even the evil one would see this. And the one time that, this is a time that they talk about where she was tied up in her bed. Her bed, you know, an iron bed wrapped around Louisa, tied her into the bed. And the parents went to call in the doctor. And it took 3 days for the doctor to get there because it's way out in the middle of nowhere, Torre Desperado. And the doctor came and looked, and he said, this isn't for a doctor, this is for a priest, and leaves. And then it took another 3 days for the priest to get there. And all he did was he blessed Louisa and the bed untwisted. It was no longer keeping her caged up. The devil could see something in Louisa and wanted to stop her. This other time, when you get to Torre Desperado, when you see the place over the little hill there, they saw the whole fields caught on fire. There was, everything was consumed in fire. So they went up to the well, which is on the north side of the house. They got the water. They went to put the fire out. And when they got there, it was Louisa, just Louisa. This Jesus says, I have a fire. I have this passion, this suffering that I must go through. God was sharing that with Louisa, and her story of her life is very, very beautiful. You get to see what Jesus is saying here. My acting towards you, my love to you, towards you, Louisa, was so sweet and gentle, so jealous. I wanted to do everything by myself in your soul. And it's the same thing with us in a smaller way. Jesus led us closer to him through his love. But when we're selfish, when we're self-centered, when we're egotistical, God allows the evil one to attack us. Like Louisa could have been saying to Jesus, I don't want this life. This is where the devil would wrap her up in her bed, twist her bed around her so that she couldn't get out. But she turned closer to God. See, there's two ways to respond, either closer to God or farther away from God. So Jesus says this, my jealousy was so great that I, Jesus, put you, Louisa, in the impotence of opening yourself to anyone, not even with your confessor. She was afraid to say anything. She says, I, Jesus, wanted to be alone with you, Louisa. I, Jesus, wanted to be free with you, Louisa. I, Jesus, wanted in my work, I wanted no one else to meddle in, either it be to be able to scrutinize what I, God, was doing with you. In a similar way, this is what's happening right now with Jesus teaching us the divine will. Who can you get to listen to you about what the divine will is? Nobody wants that. It's like God wants to be alone with us. That's why Jesus says, go to your room, close the door, and pray. The more that we enter into this life with Jesus, everything changes. Our whole understandings change. It's not human. We begin to see things from a divine perspective. And this is the thing that most people can't understand. They can't see things from a divine perspective. So if you're alone with Jesus, he says, I cared so much about my first period of your life, about my being with you, Louisa, alone, one-on-one, that I can say that my love used all the divine weapon on you, Louisa. It's like a battle to conquer Louisa. And that's what happened. The love was so great that Louisa said yes to the Lord continuously. He said, I assailed you in every way so that you would not be able to resist. Everything that Louisa was taught was to say fiat. We resist. That's why we go to confession each week. We resist because all we know is the human will. Jesus assailed Louisa in every way so that she could not be able to resist God. Jesus says this, all this was necessary to my love. And it's necessary to us that as God is working with us, he's given us the book of heaven to lead, guide, and direct us to himself, to to go back to our origin, to the womb of the Father. And again, this is something that most people don't understand. When you try to explain to them what the Lord is doing as you read, as you study, as you put this into practice. He says this. He says, all this was necessary because knowing what it wanted to do with you, Louisa, no less than restoring creation, no less than giving my divine will the rights to reign again on earth as it is in heaven. This is about making a new era. This is what Jesus tells Louisa. Arise in the midst of the human family. So therefore, it used all its arts, all its strategisms in order to obtain God's intent. This is where we are today. This is what God is doing. As you read, as God expands your capacity to understand what he is doing from a limited human saintly way to a divine understanding, everything begins to change. And it doesn't mean we become God. It means that little by little, we go, oh, that's why Jesus said this in sacred scripture. Oh, this is why the church teaches us this. He's little by little, he's showing us how to think from a divine perspective. For example, the humani vitae, to know what human life is. People said, nobody's going to tell me what to do. I'm going to do what I want. And look at the condition of the world since people rejected humani vitae. God says, fine. You want to go your way, then I'm going to have to wake you up. And see, this is where we are today with all that's happening in the world. God is saying to us, I want you to think from my perspective, my mother's perspective, the Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, which they gave to Louisa, a Catholic perspective, a universal understanding. As we enter into this gift, things become more clear, and you can't convince anybody. You can't. This is the personal relationship that Jesus is having with each and every one of us. He's leading, he's guiding us to him, himself. What does that mean? That we are, our intellect, the power of our intellect is now becoming one with Christ's intellect, Our Lady's intellect. We begin to understand why they're crying tears of blood for mankind. Then our memory isn't about what I think and what I want. What did Our Lady want? When we pray the Holy Rosary, we can be with Jesus and Mary in that mystery, getting closer and closer to understand what human life is all about. And then finally, our will, the third power that God gave us. It's not to enter into, well, I did it my way, but how do you want us to do it, Lord? How does Our Lady want us to do it? How can we begin to live this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary that you gave to Louisa? This is where we are, and this is a glorious thing. Everything in our life has led us to this point, to begin to embrace this truth, these knowledges, these promises that God manifested to Louisa in the Book of Heaven. How glorious is this? That the Lord is teaching us, as I did with you, Louisa, I'm going to do with my little children. As I did with you, Louisa, to awaken you to this new era that's coming. See, everything is close. Everything is very, very close. A new beginning for mankind is very close. The new heavens and the new earth are very, very close. Jesus said to St. Faustina, the final devotion that I give to my church before I return is divine mercy. This is where we are today. Great things are coming. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always and become divinely healed. We pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you.